All right.
Wait, I keep putting the wrong headphones on.
You're still here. Oh, well, yeah.
And I can't hear myself, and it's, like, really scary.
Yeah, that's weird. All right. Hey, if you guys would have interest in coming to a little WMFO, little after-hours party, call in.
She's kidding.
Yeah, there's nothing of the sort's gonna happen. Hard with goodbyes.
Yeah, anyway, see ya. what did we just play?
We played Lush by Fortet. It's a great little ambient tune.
Yeah, that was good.
To get your brain flowing.
That was really good.
Yeah, so
that's
good.
For the brain right there.
It's for the cranium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
just like the bike helmet.
Right, yeah. Two good things.
Two great things. Oh my god. Well, we both have essays to do tonight.
Yeah, so
we might want to sign off.
We gotta go.
Gotta go. But listen, it's been an era.
Yeah.
It really has. And you know what? We might pop in later.
Yeah. That's
this
true.
Might not be our last show, but it's kinda cray.
Yeah.
It's been 3 years, one of them with Cove.
Right.
Sorry, I get sentimental.
The old Cove.
The old Cove. But yeah, hope you enjoyed that show.
Do you want to do the honors?
Yeah. Actually, you should do the honors. You go for it.
This is literally anything for now. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WFO, Medford Test Street Form Radio.
We love you guys. This is awesome. I love radio so much.
Yeah.
And I'll probably cry about it later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, that's it. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Love you guys. Keep it freeform, I think, is what you're supposed to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep it real. We
Slay.
Love you. Slay. Best part of Tufts.
Bye.
Bye.
This is a simple song. joy it can bring. Girl, you make me so happy, I just gotta sing. This is a simple song. This is a simple song.
Simple song.
This is a simple song.
Hello, I'm the Doctor. Join me for TARDIS Jukebox Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford.
completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Thank you. Yeah. This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Back in 1953, we were riding high on victory. The Cold War's getting colder all the time. There's many ways to fight a war. It gets dirty more and more. The powers that be are thinking outside the lines. So the boys down at the CIA, getting curious one day, thinking of ways to get a leg up on the Reds. Through manipulation, experimentation, they thought they could save the nation by taking citizens and messing with their heads. Well, they rounded up some volunteers, but the volunteers had no idea they were about to be turned into laboratory rats. They were unwitting participants in the government experiments. They wouldn't be the same after that. They got those MK Ultra Blues, those MK Ultra Blues. Don't know what happens, guess we'll see when we give these soldiers LSD. Lock them in a room for a spell. Maybe they'll tell no lies, maybe they'll be hypnotized, or maybe they'll just think that they're in hell. But the thing about mind control is eventually takes its toll, can often have the opposite effect. People don't like to be misled, especially if it's by the feds. It's the type of thing that can make you lose respect. Sometimes subjects came real easy. In the door come old Ken Kesey, ready to see some universal truth. He was flying over the cuckoo's nest, taking the Kool-Aid acid test. I believe he was successful in his pursuit. Don't want those MK Ultra Blues, those MK Ultra Blues. Some people's minds were blown, other people's minds were shown that there's more to this here life than meets the eye. A peek behind the cosmic veil, visions from beyond the pale, a doorway to a different kind of life. So the drug they couldn't weaponize was a failure in some people's eyes, but was decidedly successful for some. But what the CIA could not predict, people trying to get their kicks, taking LSD just for fun. It's a lesson to the powers that be. Don't be messing with people's reality, making us forget who we are. Well, psychological manipulation is hard on a population. People can only be pushed so far. Don't want those MK Ultra Blues, those MK Ultra Blues. Oh, those MK Ultra Blues, those MK Ultra Blues.